Evo, Boži blagoslov svima. Na drugom smo mjestu nego inače, ali tako. A za to imamo dobar razlog. So, God bless you everybody. We are gathered on the unusual place. But we have a good reason for that. Dobar razlog je da su mladi iz Rumunjske i Mađarske se skupili, došli, posjetili nas i da nam dolje ne bi bilo mjesta, pa smo ovdje sa njima ovog jutra. And the good reason is that the young people from Romania and Hungary came to visit us, and that's why we are here with them this morning. So God bless you everybody, thank you for coming. And it was nice to meet you, to talk a little bit with you and to get to know you. So we hope you take a good impressions and memories from this place. Yeah. Nadamo se da će ponijeti dobre utiske i dobre uspomene odavde. E sad, zbog njih ćemo pričati na engleskom i to je sad malo neobična situacija za mene, zato što imam nula iskustva u propovjedanju na engleskom, tako da će biti moj prvi put. So for me, this is the first time to speak or to preach in English, so bear with me a little bit. I, tako da, Ervinu je prvi put da prevodi i tako. So Ervin, it's first time for him to translate, so we hope it's gonna work somehow. Na početku ćemo se pognuti glave i predati Bogu ovu službu. Možda samo da najavim da bi možda pokušali sljedeći put imati večeru Gospodnju kod nas u crkvi. Just to announce that next time we'll have a communion in our church service. So at the beginning we'll bow our heads and pray. Dragi Gospode i Bože, skupili smo se ovdje sa tvojom djecom, dragi Bože, i sa mladima. Ja vjerujem da ti imaš posebnu ljubav prema njima i da ti je posebno stalo do mladih u ovom vremenu kad su pred velikim izazovima, i ako možemo, Gospode, im pomoći kroz ovu službu, ja te molim da nas upotrebiš. Dear Lord, we are happy that we are gathered with the young people, and I believe you have a special love and special care for our young people in this age. It's hard for them, and I would ask you to help us so you can make us to be a help for them in their walk with you. Dragi Gospode, predajemo ti ovu službu i sve što ćemo činiti, da ti se proslaviš, da ti uzmeš kontrolu nad onim što ćemo govoriti i onim što ćemo čuti u slavljenju, u svemu, da budemo tebi na blagoslovu Isusovo ime. Dear Lord, we want you to get glorified, to take the full control of the service, to take the control of our speaker and everybody who's listening, and to bless us and to use us through this service, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Evo, muzičari svi, everybody who knows how to play an instrument can come. Svi koji znate svirati, dođite slobodno.
Thank you.
So we may open the Bible.
Možemo otvoriti Bibliju.
And turn to Isaiah 55.
Okrenite na Isaiju 55.
First and second verse.
Prvi i drugi stih.
Yeah. This is the topic prophet preached in the service without money and without the price.
Ovo je tema koju je prorok pričao u propovedi bez novca i bez plaćanja.
So I'll read in English first two verses. So it says, "For everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price."
Hej, svatko tko žeđa, dođite k vodama i onaj tko novca nema, dođite, kupite i jedite. Jest, dođite, bez novca i bez plaćanja kupite vina i mlijeka.
Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
Zašto trošite novac na ono što nije kruh, i trud svoj na ono što ne siti? Pomno me poslušajte i jedite ono što je dobro, i neka vam duša uživa u pretilosti.
And now we can open to Revelation 3.
Sada možemo otvoriti Otkrivenje 3.
So just to short, to make the reading short, I'll just read the main verses, because you all, I'm sure you know the message to the Laodicean church age.
Kako bih skratio čitanje, samo ću pročitati kratke stihove, jer sam siguran da znate već
poruku u crkvenom dobu. We may read the 18th verse.
Možemo pročitati 18. stih.
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see.
Savjetujem ti da kupiš od mene zlato u vatri iskušano, da se obogatiš i bijele halje, da se odjeneš i da se ne očituje sramota tvoje golotinje, i pomaži svoje oči pomoću da vidiš.
So both verses speak about selling and buying.
Stoga oba stiha govore o kupovanju i prodavanju.
If you notice, it said in the Isaiah, come ye and buy, and then after that it says without money and without the price.
Ako primjećate, u Izaji kaže prvo kupite i
kasnije kaže bez novca i bez naplate.
I kasnije kaže bez novca i bez plaćanja.
And in Revelation says I counsel thee to buy.
A u Otkrivenju kaže savjetujem ti da kupiš.
Yeah, so actually my topic is strange, and if you see the title you would say it doesn't make sense.
Dakle, moja je tema čudna, i ako bi pogledali naslov, može se činiti neobično.
And the title is A Cost of a Free Salvation.
A tema je cijena besplatnog spasenja.
Because it says about buying.
Jer govori o kupovanju.
Although it's free.
Iako je besplatno.
So it's interesting at all. Yeah.
Tako da je interesantna tema.
We may bow our heads.
Možemo pognuti glave.
The Lord help us to enter your word.
Gospode Bože, pomogni nam da uđemo u Tvoju riječ.
And also to enter in your spirit.
I da uđemo u Tvoj duh.
And help us and make us understand these verses.
I pomogni nam da razumijemo ove stihove.
And make us apply it in our own lives.
I da ih možemo primijeniti u svojim životima.
Because the Bible says we should buy.
Jer Biblija kaže mi bismo trebali kupiti.
Without money and without price.
Bez cijene i bez plaćanja.
And also in Revelation it says.
I iako, i također u Otkrivenju govori.
Come ye, or you counsel us to buy.
Savjetujem ti da kupiš.
So we wanna buy it today.
Stoga to želimo kupiti
help
danas.
Help us through this service.
Pomogni nam na službi.
And we commit ourselves to you.
I predajmo se tebi.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
U ime Gospoda Isusa Krista.
You may be seated.
Amen. Možete sjesti.
So in the message without money and without price.
U propovedi bez novca i bez plaćanja.
The prophet says.
Prorok kaže.
All things that are lasting, all things that are good,
sve stvari koje traju i sve stvari koje su dobre,
all things that are pleasant and all things that are eternal,
sve stvari koje su ugodne i koje su vječne,
are free and cost you nothing.
Su besplatne i ništa vas ne koštaju.
At the ending of the writing of this book, it said, "Whosoever will, let him come and drink from the waters of the fountains of life freely, without money and without price."
Na kraju pisanja ove knjige, da kaže,
lakše da te, da ne, je lakše da ne čitaš samo stihove.
Aha, dobro. Znači, na kraju knjige piše, kogod želi neka dođe i pije
vode,
vode i žive fontane besplatno, bez novca i bez plaćanja.
So, and the question is, why do you spend money for what satisfied not?
I pitanje je, zašto trošiti novac na nešto što ne zadovoljava?
When the real things that does satisfy are free and go unpreserved by yourself.
Kada su prave stvari besplatne i
vi ih ne čuvate.
I vi ih ne čuvate.
So, actually, you see, the prophet says the best things in this world are free.
Prorok kaže da su najbolje stvari u ovom svijetu besplatne.
So, the best friend is the one you get for free.
I najbolji prijatelj je onaj kojeg dobijete besplatno.
If you have to buy a friend, it's not your friend.
Ako morate kupiti prijatelja, nije vam prijatelj.
The best wife is the one you get for free.
Jer najbolji je onaj kojeg dobijete besplatno.
Best wife.
Besplatna žena je ona koju dobijete besplatno.
So, if you find a girl,
jer ako nađete curu,
you have to spend too much to gain her or to win her.
I ako morate previše platiti da je dobijete,
that's not the best wife.
To nije najbolja žena.
The best love is one you get for free.
I najbolja ljubav je ona koju dobijete besplatno.
But it doesn't mean it won't cost you something.
Ali to je, i to također ne znači da vas ipak neće ništa koštati.
The best Christianity is one you get for free.
Najbolje kršćanstvo je ono koje dobijete besplatno.
But you'll pay for it.
Ali ćete ipak platiti.
You have to buy it.
Morate to kupiti.
Although it's free.
Iako je besplatno.
You know, the salvation the Lord made for us, it's free.
Spasenje koje Gospod učinio za nas je besplatno.
But it doesn't mean it didn't cost him a lot.
Ali to nije značilo da ga nije puno koštalo.
That's why this verse says, buy. It says, come ye and buy.
Zato ova riječ kaže, dođi i kupi.
Without money and without price.
Bez novca i bez plaćanja.
It doesn't say, come here and take it as a gift.
Ne kaže, dođi i uzmi kao poklon.
It doesn't say, come here and take it for granted.
I ne kaže, dođi i uzmi to zdravo za gotovo.
It says, come and buy.
Kaže, dođi i kupi.
But it's free.
Iako je besplatno.
So it's interesting.
Stoga je zanimljivo.
Because in the Revelation you'll see it says again, come ye and buy.
Da i u otkrivenju također kaže dođi i kupi.
Although it's already paid for.
Iako je već plaćeno za to.
So you'll see in the world, because for example, I just recently saw a title in the newspaper, you know, there's a like initiative to have a free books for every child in the school.
Vidio sam nedavno u novinama da imate neke besplatne knjige za
udžbenike za djecu. So some party wants to have free books for the children in the school.
Znači neki žele imati besplatne knjige za djecu u školi.
And the title is a cost of a free books.
A naslov je cijena besplatne knjige.
How much does it cost to allow people to have children to have a free books?
Koliko košta kako bi djeca mogla imati besplatne udžbenike?
So you say if it's free that it doesn't cost anything.
Mogli bismo reći ako je besplatno ne košta ništa.
And somebody says there's nothing free.
A netko je rekao nije ništa besplatno.
Although you may get it for free.
Možda možete dobiti to besplatno.
Even if the children get the books for free.
Iako djeca dobiju knjige besplatno.
It will cost them something.
Ipak će ih koštati nešto.
They'll have to spend time reading the book.
Morat će provesti vrijeme kako bi ju čitali.
So the time, they'll pay it by time.
Stoga oni će to platiti vremenom.
They pay by learning.
They'll pay it by learning. Oni će to platiti učenjem.
But it's free.
Iako je besplatno.
So is it free?
Stoga, je li to besplatno?
Is the salvation free?
Je li spasenje besplatno?
Yes.
Da.
Does it cost you something?
A da li vas košta nešto?
Of course.
Naravno.
If you read the Bible, the Jesus said that it will cost your family, your friends, somebody will, you'll read the verse, somebody will lose the friends, the family, the wife, the husband, somebody will lose the life, but it's free.
U riječi piše da ono vas može koštati obitelji, prijatelja i može vas koštati i možete to izgubiti.
You may lose your life for Christ.
Možete izgubiti svoj život za Krista.
So your salvation is free.
Stoga vaše spasenje je besplatno.
But it costs.
Ali vas košta.
You get the point.
Razumijete.
So Bilbo read out. He says the prophet says the God comes and asks the question.
Prorok kaže Bog dolazi i pita pitanje.
Why do you spend your money for those things that satisfy not?
Zašto trošite novac ono što ne zadovoljava?
And then he says,
i onda kaže,
they spend all they got.
Oni troše sve što imaju.
And all that they can earn.
I sve ono što mogu zaraditi.
To buy drinking.
Da mogu kupiti piće.
To clothe some woman they run with.
Da mogu obući neku ženu s kojom će izlaziti.
Or some kind of worldly lusty pleasures.
Ili neka svjetska zadovoljstva.
So in the world, if you wanna be enjoy this world, it's gonna cost you.
Stoga ako želite uživati u ovom svijetu, to će vas koštati.
If you wanna be a handsome man,
ako želite biti zgodan mladić,
you'll have to run like these people this here in front of the house. They run around and around just to be a handsome.
Morat ćete trčati kao ovi ljudi oko kuće.
You'll spend your money in the gym.
Morat ćete potrošiti novac za teretanu.
Just to finally look like the serpent in the Eden.
Baš kako bi izgledali na kraju kao zmijac u Edenu.
So the serpent was trying to get to be handsome.
I zmijac isto pokušao biti.
That zgodan. Was the trick he gained the attraction of the Eve.
I to je bio trik kojim je privukao Evu.
For to be a handsome, perhaps he ran around the Eden.
I možda kako bi bio zgodan je trčao po jednom.
Maybe he took a rock and make some možda, exercises.
Možda je uzeo kamer i vježbao malo.
But it cost him.
Ali ga je koštalo.
If you wanna be a big shot, the prophet said, I'll read it, big man in your society.
Prorok kaže da ako želite biti velik čovjek u društvu,
it's gonna cost you time and money.
To će vas koštati i novca i vremena.
If you wanna find a worldly goal, that's attractive.
Ako želite naći svjetovnu curu koja je zgodna, atraktivna,
it will cost your money.
Koštat će vas novac.
And it will cost your soul.
I na kraju će vas koštati duša.
It will cost, the prophet said already, he said, it will cost you that your children are gonna be raised by another man or another woman.
Prorok kaže da će vas koštati toga da će vaša djeca biti odgajana od nekog drugog muškarca ili žene.
When you go outside in the world,
stoga kada odlazite u svijet,
everything costs you something.
Sve će vas koštati.
Although it's free.
Iako je besplatno.
They'll tell you, no, come be our friend. People say, come be our friend, come to the school, come to the party. You don't have to bring anything. It's all prepared.
Ljudi će reći, dođite slobodno, dođite u školu, dođite na zabave. Sve je pripremljeno, sve je već spremno.
But it costs.
Ali ipak košta.
You know, you have to be concerned about the cost.
Morate biti svjesni cijene.
Yeah. So he said, but we are told in the Bible and we are bid to come to God.
Znači, rečeno u Bibliji.
We are told in the Bible, bid nagovarani.
I mi smo nagovarani doći Bogu.
And buy eternal life.
I kupiti vječni život.
And eternal joy.
I vječnu radost.
Without money.
Bez novca.
Or without price.
I bez plaćanja.
So, we should buy it.
Stoga mi bismo to trebali kupiti.
Without money.
Bez novca.
But don't forget.
Ali nemojte zaboraviti.
It's still buying.
To je ipak kupovanje.
And it still has a cost.
I ipak ima cijenu.
And then he says the thing. Those things cannot satisfy. And end of them is eternal death.
I kaže, te stvari ne mogu zadovoljiti i na kraju donose vječnu smrt.
And it costs you all the money you can master together with it.
Kako isjedi? And i to će vas koštati da će vam isjediti sav novac koji imate.
To be a big shot of entertainment.
Da budete velika
faca
zabave.
Or fun boy.
Ili zabavni dečko.
Or whatever it you might be.
Ili što god biste mogli biti.
Or popular girl.
Ili popularna cura.
Or whatever it is.
Ili što god je to.
It costs you all you can get together to that. sve što možete skupiti.
Košta će vas sve što možete skupiti.
Dress in very highest of dressing.
Najbolje se oblačiti.
And of the things of the world.
I stvari svijeta.
Only to reap a check of eternal destination.
To reap?
Check. Da poženješ check.
Da poženješ check do svoje vječne destinacije.
Vječne osude. So he says, if you wanna be a big shot, it's gonna cost you. If you wanna be a popular girl, it's gonna cost you.
Stoga kaže, ako želite biti neka faca, to će vas koštati. Ako želite biti popularna cura, to će vas koštati.
If you wanna buy a, you know, this dress with a name, it's gonna cost you.
Ako želite kupiti haljinu sa imenom, to će vas koštati.
It's the same dress like the one 10 times cheaper.
To je ista haljina gdje ima koja je 10 puta jeftinija.
But people buy it.
Ali ljudi to kupe.
To be something.
Da budu nešto.
And it costs them.
I onda ih to košta.
Yeah. So devil has a great, devil likes to pay you a lot, to take you a lot of, to get you to pay a lot.
I đavo voli kada vas načini da morate platiti puno.
And you see, whatever people will, you know, the woman will wear high heels.
I žena će nositi štikle.
And then in a few hours she'll come home. It doesn't feel her legs anymore.
I onda će doći doma i neće osjećati više svoje noge.
So it costs her to be attractive.
Stoga to ju košta da bi bila atraktivna.
Even though if somebody bought her the high heel shoes.
Iako je netko možda kupio te...
For her it wasn't free, although she got it for free.
Znači njoj to ipak nije bilo besplatno, iako je to dobilo besplatno.
You'll see that with the gospel, it's free.
I vidjet ćete da je sa evanđeljem besplatno.
But the God has a great value on the things that he gives us for free.
Ali Bog ima veliku vrijednost za stvari koje nam daje besplatno.
He says, sons of God, you get in the same place. These Jezebels of the day play up to you.
Kaže, sinovi Boži, vi dolazite do tog mjesta, te Jezabele koje se igraju sa vama.
But thinking man will think first.
Ali promišljajući čovjek će prvo razmisliti.
So actually, when you are in front of something and you have to buy it,
i kada ste ispred nečega i trebate to kupiti,
first thing you have to think, is it worth?
Prvo razmislite je li to uopće vrijedno.
Yeah. So whenever Satan offers something,
i kada god Satana nešto ponudi,
maybe it looks free,
možda izgleda besplatno,
maybe it looks cheap,
možda izgleda jeftino,
but look for a price.
Ali pogledajte na cijenu.
He has this modern approach.
On ima ovaj moderan pristup.
Like loan in a bank.
Kao kredit u banci.
So you get everything now, but you'll pay later.
Jer sve možete dobiti odmah, ali tek kasnije plaćate.
But God has the opposite approach.
Ali Bog ima suprotan pristup.
You pay now,
vi sada platite,
you'll get later.
A kasnije dobivate.
You know, and people today they want everything now.
A današnji ljudi sve žele odmah.
And then when the pain comes,
a kada dođe vrijeme plaćanja,
they start to realize the cost.
Počinju shvaćati kolika je cijena.
Of the things that were cheap in the thing.
Stvari koje su bile na početku
jeftine. But for us with the Christians,
ali sa nama kršćanima,
is like we are gathering and then we are buying when we have enough.
Je kao da mi skupljamo i skupljamo i onda kada budemo imali dovoljno, mi ćemo kupiti.
So we first pay.
Stoga mi prvo platimo.
And the most of that we get later.
A većinu toga mi tek dobijemo kasnije.
So, you see, he says the Jezebels of this day.
Stoga on kaže da Jezabele ovog današnjeg dana.
They play with you.
One se igraju sa vama.
But the thinking man will think first.
Ali promišljajući čovjek će prvo razmisliti.
She may be pretty.
Možda može biti lijepa.
And you could... It may be like I could make a hit with her, kao ona je pun pogodak.
I ispalo bi kao ona je pun pogodak.
But it will cost you your soul.
Ali to će vas koštati vaše duše.
Boy, or some of you girls to these rikis.
Dečki i vi neke cure sa ovim rikima.
Thinking man's filter produces a holy man taste.
Filter promišljajućeg čovjeka čini
ukus
svetog čovjeka.
It will cost your home.
To će vas koštati vašeg doma.
It will cost your position.
I vaše pozicije.
It will cost you everything you got.
To će vas koštati svega što imate.
Besides that, your soul.
a još usput vaše duše.
It will break your home.
To će uništiti vaš dom.
It may have another man raise your children.
Može ispasti da će drugi čovjek podići vašu djecu.
Or another woman raising your children.
Ili će druga žena odgajati vašu djecu.
But when you got it, it looked free.
Ali kada ste to dobili, izgledalo je besplatno.
Maybe 5 years later, the check comes.
A onda nakon 5 godina možda ček dolazi.
And you see the cost.
I onda vidite cijenu.
So now let's go for a positive side. Let's see for a Christian side.
Stoga pogledajmo sa pozitivne strane kršćana.
The verse we read says, he that hath no money, come ye and buy.
Riječ kaže,
he that hath no money, come ye and buy.
Onaj ko nema novca, neka dođe i kupi.
Without money or without price.
Bez novca i bez plaćanja.
And in the message, uncertain sound.
A u propovedi nesiguran zvuk.
The prophet says, and it is God's love and mercy measured out to you to take it.
Znači, Božja ljubav je izmjerena toliko da ju vi možete uzeti.
Don't cost you one thing.
Ništa vas ne košta.
Only thing it costs you.
Jedina stvar koju vas košta.
Is just to surrender your life to him.
Je samo da predate svoj život njemu.
And receive it.
I primite to.
So it says it doesn't cost you anything.
Stoga kaže da ne košta ništa.
And then says the next sentence, it cost you one thing.
A onda kaže, ipak vas košta jedna
and
stvar.
And both things are true.
I obje su izjave istinite.
You know. So if we go to the Matthew and when Jesus was talking, he says, for I am came to set a man at the variance against his father and a daughter against her mother and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law and man's feud shall be day of his own household.
I u Mateju možete vidjeti da piše, došao sam rastaviti čovjeka od oca njegova i kćer od majke njezine i snah od sve krvi njezine. I neprijatelji će čovjeku biti ukućani njegovi.
Yeah. So you see, he came, a man received Christ for free.
Stoga on je došao da čovjek primi Krista besplatno.
And then the Christ says, it's free, but it's gonna cost your family, your father, your mother, or your own household.
I onda Krist dolazi i kaže, to će vas koštati vaše obitelji, vašeg oca, majke i vašeg kućanstva.
That's why in Revelation it says, I counsel thee, buy.
I zato otkrivenje kaže, savjetujem ti da dođeš i kupiš besplatno.
So you see, if you go back to the story about 10 virgins, there was 5 wise and 5 of them were foolish.
Ako se vratite na priču o 10 djevica, 5 su bile mudrih, 5 ludih.
And the when the call came, the wise said to the foolish, go ye and buy.
I kada je došao poziv, mudri su rekli ludima, odite i kupite.
So if you want oil, the way to get it is to buy it.
I ako želite ulje, način na koji ćete ga dobiti je kupiti ga.
Here in Revelation we see that the wise version were also buying. Here he says, I counsel thee, buy of me the gold tried in the fire.
Stoga vidimo da u otkrivenju piše da i lude djevice, da mudre djevice isto trebaju kupiti ulje.
Ovdje kaže u otkrivenju da će mudre kupiti zlato u vatri iskušano.
Zlato.
Yeah. So you see, the difference is, when are you going to buy?
Stoga razlika je samo u tome kada ćete to kupiti.
The wise virgin bought the oil before the rapture.
Znači, mudre djevice su kupile ulje prije uznesenja.
They were those who bought the gold tried in the fire before the rapture.
Oni su bili one koji su kupile zlato vatrom iskušano prije uznesenja.
And white raiment that they might be clothed. And the shame of them do not appear and anoint their eyes. So when it says about buying, it says it's about buying the gold, buying the white raiment and buying the anointment for eyes. So that's oil.
I ono govori o tome da trebaš kupiti pomaz zlato,
bijele haljine
i
pomaz za oči.
Pomaz za oči.
So it means all those three things
i sve te tri stvari
were to buy.
su vezane sa kupovinom.
According to the message to Laodicean church age.
U skladu sa porukom za Laodicejsku dobu.
When we go to the Matthew, we see the wise or the foolish virgin.
A kada odemo u Mateja, vidimo da lude djevice,
they are to buy.
One su trebale kupiti.
But the price, you know, when if you buy things early, the price is lower.
Ako stvari kupite prije, cijena je manja.
If you buy in the last moment, it's going to be expensive.
Ako kupite u zadnjem trenutku, to će biti skupo.
If you want to buy, you know, the ticket for a plane.
Ako želite kupiti kartu za avion,
for next summer.
Za sljedeće ljeto.
Now you can find it cheap.
Sada možete naći jeftinu.
Two hours before the flight, it's going to be expensive.
Ali dva sata prije leta će biti skupo.
If you want to buy the oil for a rapture.
Ako želite kupiti ulje za uznesenje,
now it's cheap.
Sada je jeftino.
After the rapture.
Ali nakon uznesenja,
foolish virgin will pay their lives.
Luda djevica će platiti svojim životom.
So the price is up.
Stoga je cijena povišena.
So we are called to buy,
a mi smo pozvani da kupimo,
although it's free.
Iako je besplatno.
And so we can go now and see some examples in the Bible.
Možemo sada pogledati neke primjere iz Biblije.
The prophet says in the message, it is I.
Prorok kaže u propovjedi, to sam ja.
Sometimes it costs you something.
Ponekada to vas košta nešto.
Anything that doesn't cost you something isn't worth having.
I sve ono što vas ne košta ništa, nije vrijedno imati to.
All great things has to be paid for.
I sve, za sve velike stvari treba se platiti.
The reason we are worshiping today the freedom of religion in Thanksgiving Day.
I razlog zašto danas možemo u slobodi proslavljati.
The cost, this cost the blood of many Americans.
Cijena je bila plaćena krvlju Amerikanaca.
Millions of them.
Milijunima njih.
It's worth something.
I to vrijedi nešto.
And if it is worth something,
i ako to vrijedi nešto,
it's worth dying for.
Onda to vrijedi umrijeti za to.
And this religion that we have,
i ova religija koju mi imamo,
this Pentecostal Holy Spirit that fell on us,
ovaj Pentecostalni Sveti Duh koji je pao na nas,
bring back to us a resurrected Christ alive after 1900 years,
vraća uskrslog Isusa Krista nakon 1900 godina,
it's worth all of our time,
i to vrijedi svo naše vrijeme,
of all of our efforts,
i sve naše trudove,
everything that we do,
sve što činimo,
it's worth all of us.
Vrijedi sve to.
And it's given us free.
A dano nam je besplatno.
So, I can show you an example. The prophet often speaks about the queen of south.
Mogu dati primjer kako prorok govori o kraljici Šebe.
You know, she came there, and she saw the discernment, and she saw the gift in Solomon.
Ona je došla i vidjela je pronicanje i darove u Salomonu.
But the cost she paid,
ali cijena koju je platila,
she didn't deserve anything.
Ona nije zaslužila ništa.
But it cost her something.
Ali to je nešto koštalo.
So that's the difference. We can't deserve our salvation.
I u tome je razlika. Mi ne možemo zaslužiti naše spasenje.
Everything we pay, if it costs us everything, it's not enough to buy a little part of the salvation.
I ako bi nas to koštalo svega, ipak to ne bi se moglo usporediti ni sa jednim dijelićem spasenja.
So all we do is so little.
Stoga sve što mi činimo je toliko malo.
It's nothing.
To je ništa.
Comparing to the salvation.
U usporedbi sa spasenjem.
But it doesn't mean that we don't have to do anything.
Ali to ne znači da mi ne moramo ništa učiniti.
By doing this nothing,
jer činjenjem tog ništa,
this little thing that's almost nothing or nothing,
te male stvari koje činimo koje su skoro ništa,
it just shows us, it shows to God that we respect it.
To pokazuje Bogu da mi to poštujemo.
If you see in the Old Testament,
u Starom zavjetu,
the people could not do anything for their remission of their sins.
Ljudi nisu mogli ništa učiniti za oproštenje svojih grijeha.
But it doesn't mean that Lord didn't require something.
Ali to ne znači da Gospod nije nešto očekivao od njih.
If you see a lamb on the sacrifice altar,
jer ako vidite janje na oltaru žrtve,
it's nothing.
to je ništa.
Comparing to the redemption or forgiveness of the sin.
U usporedbi sa otkupljenjem i oproštenjem grijeha.
So we can say that this cannot pay for this.
I možemo reći da to nije moglo platiti
ono. The price is too big and this is the worth of this animal is too little.
Znači nagrada je prevelika, a ova malena životinja je ništavna.
But it doesn't mean that Lord didn't say, okay, do this nothing or this so little, because I require it. Although it's not enough to pay one speck of the salvation.
Ali iako je Gospod znao da to da to što malo vrijedi,
da skoro ništa ne vrijedi, ne vrijedi ništa u odnosu na spasenje, isto jedno je tražio žrtvu. Ja. So Queen of South, she heard of the living God that could produce something now.
Kraljica Šebe je znala da Bog nešto može proizvesti sada.
So let's notice what this little woman had to do to get to him.
I pogledajmo što je ova mala žena morala učiniti da bi došla do njega.
She didn't came across the desert in air-conditioned Cadillac.
Ona nije došla u pustinju sa Cadillacom sa klima uređajem.
You know, to get to Christ is not flower bed of ease.
Znate, kako bi se došli do Krista, to nije krevet pun cvijeća.
It isn't just going up and signing your name to the book.
To nije samo dođete i potpišete svoje ime u knjigu.
And say, well, I'm a member of the church from now on.
I kažete, ja sam crkveni član od sada pa nadalje.
Or modern way of this would be, I believe to the prophet.
Ili moderan način toga bi bio, ja vjerujem u proroka.
Many people sign to the book, I believe to a prophet.
Jer mnogi ljudi se potpisaju u knjigu, ja vjerujem u proroka.
There's a book. You know, it's not a paper, but there's a book called Message Believers.
I to je knjiga, možda to nije na papiru, ali to je nazvana knjiga kao vjernici poruke.
And the question, there's one question there.
I samo postoji jedno pitanje tamo.
Do you believe Brother Branham is a prophet?
Da li vjerujete da je Brad Branham prorok?
And many people sign.
I mnogi ljudi potpisuju.
Yes, I believe.
Da, ja vjerujem.
And that's enough, I belong to the Message Church. I or I'm a Message Believer.
I to je sve, ja sad pripadam vjernicima poruke.
And from now on it's free for me.
I od sada pa nadalje
it's
besplatno.
All free.
Sve je besplatno.
If I sin,
ako griješim,
I just say two words, Lord forgive me, three words.
Ja samo kažem tri riječi, Bože oprosti.
And it's free.
I sve je besplatno.
And then I live any way I want to live.
I onda živim kako god želim.
And then if I'm signed in the book, it's all okay.
I ako sam potpisan u knjigu, sve
je. When the rapture comes,
a onda uznesenje dolazi.
The Lord is gonna read our virtual book.
I Bog će pročitati našu knjigu.
Is this John Jones? He signed that he believed that Abraham is the prophet.
Je li ovo John Jones? On je potpisao da vjeruje da je vjernik poruke.
And that's enough.
I to je dovoljno.
But it's not enough.
Ali to nije dovoljno.
You know, it's gonna cost you something.
Jer mora vas koštati nešto.
You know, and we'll see some examples here in the Bible.
I vidjet ćete neke primjere iz Biblije.
It costs you something that is a surrendered heart to a will of God.
To će vas koštati nešto, to predano srce Božoj volji.
Sometimes it costs you your friends.
Ponekada vas to košta prijatelje.
It will if they are worldly friends.
Ono hoće ako su to prijatelji svijeta.
But he that will not forsake his own and follow after me,
ali onaj koji ne želi poreći svoje i nastaviti slijediti mene,
is not worth to be called mine.
Nije dostojan nazivati se mojim.
It costs something.
To košta nešto.
And it's free.
Iako je besplatno.
This it's free, I added that.
I ovo, iako je besplatno, to sam nadodao.
Yeah, cause it's without money or without price.
Jer je to bez novca i bez plaćanja.
But you have to buy it.
Ali morate to kupiti.
As it was with this little woman, so it is with every person that comes to God. It costs you a price.
Kao i sa ovom malenom djevojkom, to vas košta nešto da biste došli do Boga.
Yeah. So you see, everything you pay is so little, it's so nothing, so it can't compare for what you get.
I sve ono što vi platite je neusporedivo sa onime što možete dobiti.
So, even though you pay so nothing,
iako ste platili to ništa,
it's correct to say that you get it for free.
Korektno je reći, dobio sam to besplatno.
So, for example, if I would sell you a Mercedes for 1 euro,
naprimjer, ako bih vam prodao Mercedes za 1 euro,
you could say I get it for free.
Mogli biste reći, dobio sam ga besplatno.
Although maybe because of the law we have to say right, we cannot say free. You know, sometimes you have this kind of situations. You have to sell it. You can't donate it.
Iako zbog zakona vi ne možete reći dobio sam ga besplatno, jer vi biste ga trebali donirati.
For example, but you paid just 1 euro.
Ali vi ste platili samo 1 euro.
So the form is satisfied.
Tako da je forma zadovoljena.
And you received a new Mercedes.
A vi ste dobili svog novog Mercedes.
Actually for free.
Zapravo besplatno.
So that's how things work. So now you compare it thousands and thousands of times, you get eternal life. And you pay so little that it can be considered it's free, although you pay something.
I tako to ide u životu. Znači, toliko ste dobili u usporedbi sa onime što ste malo učinili, i onda to izgleda kao da ste dobili besplatno.
Yeah, that's right.
Zbog toga.
So we go in the Bible, and if we, you remember the story about the man that was possessed by the devils and living in the graves at Gadara.
Kada pogledamo u Bibliji, znate za čovjeka koji je živio na grobovima i bio u mjestu Gadara.
So you can imagine the situation, you have a whole city living with a crazy man.
I možete zamisliti situaciju cijelog grada koji živi sa ludim čovjekom.
You can imagine you have your own kids.
Možete zamisliti kako imate svoju djecu.
Playing in the in front of the home.
Kako se igraju ispred kuće.
And every 2 minutes you come out to see if the crazy man came from a grave.
I onda svake 2 minute pogledate je li taj ludi čovjek došao sa groba.
And then you go to the sleeping, to sleep.
I onda odete spavati.
You lock the house.
Zaključate kuću.
But just in case I'll check twice if the house is locked.
Ali za svaki slučaj provjerit ću 2 puta je li kuća zaključana.
Because the crazy man lives here.
Zato što taj ludi čovjek živi ovdje.
And now Jesus comes.
A sada Isus dolazi
and heals the crazy man.
I iscjeljuje ludog čovjeka.
They see him normal.
Oni ga vide
normalnog. You would imagine and say that Jesus would become the main person in that city.
I mogli bismo reći Isus će postati glavna osoba u tom.
Finally we have a free or safety city.
I napokon imamo siguran grad bez poteškoća problema.
Finally I can leave my kids play alone for a whole day.
Napokon mogu pustiti vani djecu da se igraju cijeli.
Finally when I go to work I'm secure that my wife nobody's gonna kill her.
I napokon mogu otići na posao da znam da mi niko neće ubiti ženu.
Did it happen?
Je li se to dogodilo?
The Bible says that the demons asked to go to hawks.
Biblija kaže da su demoni tražili da uđu u svinje.
And when the hawks when the demons came to the hawks went to the river and drowned.
A kada su demoni ušli u svinje, svinje su otišle u rijeku, utopile se.
And the people, and the Bible says, and behold, the whole city came to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart of their coast.
I u Bibliji piše da cijeli grad je došao do Isusa i oni su ga zatražili da ode od njih iz grada.
What, why?
Ali zašto?
The prophet says. Jesus went over in Gadara.
Prorok kaže, Isus je otišao u Gadaru.
And there was a man over there had 2,000 devils in him.
I tamo je bio čovjek koji imao 2,000 demona u sebi.
And they said,
i oni su rekli,
leave our lands, we don't want you here.
Napusti našu zemlju jer mi te ne želimo ovdje.
People felt better at home with devils than they with Jesus.
I ljudi su se osjećali bolje doma sa demonima nego sa Isusom.
You know why?
Jel vi znate zašto?
Because it cost them their hawks.
Zato što ih je koštalo njihovih svinja.
So you would rather have your hawks and your devils than having Jesus.
Stoga vi biste radije htjeli imati i svinje i demone nego li Isusa.
And many people want their hawks.
I mnogi ljudi žele svoje svinje.
Because they raised them all their life.
Jer su ih odgajali, jer su ih podizali cijeli život.
For the last 15 years I've been gathering these tight dresses, or you know.
Jer već 15 godina nosim ove uske haljine.
So I've been raising the hog of the tight dresses for 15 years.
I ja sam podizala 15 godina svinju nošenja uske haljine.
For example, or big muscles.
Ili veliki mišići.
Last 5 years I've been raising the hog of big muscles.
Zadnjih 5 godina sam podizao svinju velikih mišića.
And it's pretty good hog. You can see it. It has 200 kilograms.
I to je dobra svinja. Možete vidjeti, ima 200 kilograma.
It's not a little hog, you know, skinny one.
Nije to mala svinja, neka mršava.
Or for example, I've been collecting the rock music albums.
Ili, na primjer, ja sam skupljao album rock muzike.
It's called The Hog of a Rock Music.
I to je nazvano Svinja rock muzike.
And I have 300 albums.
I imam već 300 albuma.
So my hog is 300 albums heavy.
I moja svinja 300 albuma teška.
And you know, now Jesus comes.
I onda Isus dolazi.
And he wants to take my hog.
I želi uzeti moju svinju.
And he gives this deliverance for free.
I on oslobađa besplatno.
He said, I'll set you free from your demons for free.
I kaže, ja ću vas osloboditi od vaših demona besplatno.
So, the crazy man didn't have to pay anything.
I taj ludi čovjek nije trebao ništa platiti.
They didn't have to pay anything.
Oni nisu morali
ništa
platiti. He
came and delivered.
On je došao i oslobodio.
It was for free.
I bilo je besplatno.
But it cost them their hogs.
Ali to ih je koštalo njihovih
svinja. Was it for free? Or did it cost them?
Je li bilo besplatno ili ih je koštalo nešto?
Both.
Oboje.
Actually it was free.
Zapravo bilo je besplatno.
Because the price, the value of the freedom from demons is much more than one or two or 200 hogs.
Jer vrijednost oslobađanja od demona je puno vrijednija nego jedna, dvije ili tri.
So you can't compare eternal life with several hogs.
Tako da ne možete usporediti vječni život sa par svinja.
But it cost them hogs.
Ali ih je koštalo tih svinja.
Many times in our life we are raising our hogs.
I puno puta mi u svojim životima Forever. Podižemo naše svinje.
I know my hogs. Ja and they smell.
Ja znam moje svinje i one smrde.
And if you meet my hogs, you notice that they are hogs. They smell.
I ako vidite moje svinje, vi ćete prepoznati da su to svinje
and
koje
smrde. And I never wanna run Jesus away because of my hogs.
I nikada ne želim potjerati Isusa zbog mojih svinja.
I'm glad when I see that my hogs are drowning.
I drago mi je što vidim da se moje svinje utapaju.
And I'm happy to pay this nothing price of hogs for deliverance.
I sretan sam što mogu platiti ovu cijenu ničega za svoje oslobođenje.
And I consider it free.
I ja to smatram besplatnim.
Did it cost me?
Je li me koštalo?
Yes.
Da.
I exchanged the hog for salvation.
Ja sam žrtvovao
svinje radi
spasenja. I to je bolje nego besplatno.
I win both ways. I get rid of the hog and I gain eternal life.
Pobjednik sam na oba načina. Riješio sam se svinja i dobio sam vječni život.
So you see, that's the deal with the Jesus.
I to je dogovor sa Isusom.
So you know your hogs. You have your hogs in your life. You've been raising them for several years or whatever.
I vi znate svoje svinje i vi ste ih podizali par godina.
But Jesus has an offer for you.
Ali Isus ima ponudu za vas.
It's free.
To je besplatno.
And it's gonna cost your hogs.
Ali će vas koštati vaših svinja.
But you have to decide. Do you love more your hogs and living with your demons, mm-hmm. or you like more Jesus?
Ali vi morate odlučiti. Je li više volite svoje svinje i živjeti sa demonima ili živjeti sa Isusom?
So one day you're gonna have to do what I did.
I jednog dana morat ćete učiniti ono što sam ja učinio.
You know, I took a plastic bag.
Uzeo sam plastičnu vrećicu.
Of a CDs with the worldly music.
Sa CD-ovima od svjetovnih pjesama.
And I went to a garbage outside of the home.
I otišao sam do smeća izvan kuće.
And I drawn my hog.
I ja sam utopio svoju svinju.
It's easy.
I lako je.
You just open your fingers.
Samo otvorite svoje prste.
And gravitation does the rest.
A gravitacija čini ostalo.
You know. And then?
Onda?
The Lord delivered me.
Bog me oslobodio.
Did it cost me?
Je li me to koštalo?
Yes.
Da.
I gave a stinky hog of a worldly music and I saw it drowning in the water.
Da. Vidio sam smrdljivu svinju svjetovne muzike kako se topi u smeću.
But while I was hiding this I'll keep the place secret. But while I was hiding this CDs
i dok sam skrivao CD-ove
I never get delivered.
Nikada nisam bio oslobođen.
Because I wasn't ready to let my hogs drown.
Jer nisam bio spreman dopustiti da se moje svinje utope.
That's the deal with Jesus.
I to je dogovor s Isusom.
If you wanna get red, if you want to get free,
ako želite biti slobodni,
it's gonna cost you almost nothing.
To će vas koštati skoro ništa.
Oh, so much nothing that it can be considered that you get your deliverance for free.
To je toliko ništa da možete smatrati svoje oslobođenje besplatnim.
But Lord enjoys to see the hogs drowning.
Ali Gospod uživa gledajući kako se svinje tope.
And the world and the people in the world would like to have a deliverance and keep the hogs.
Ali ljudi u svijetu bi htjeli zadržati svinje, a biti ujedno i oslobođeni.
And it doesn't work.
Ali to ne uspijeva tako.
If it was going to cost them a herd of hogs,
ako će ih to koštati kod svinja,
they didn't want no revival.
Oni nisu htjeli imati probuđenje.
If it is going to cost people anything,
ako će to išta koštati ljude,
they don't want nothing to do with it.
Oni ne žele imati ništa s time.
That's the way it is today.
I tako je to danas.
If it's going to cost you a bunch of parties,
ako će vas to koštati nekoliko zabava,
big times,
velikih provođenja,
your cigars,
vaših cigara,
your dirty jokes,
vaših prljavih šala,
all the filth of the world,
svih prljavština ovog svijeta,
the reason they don't want it,
razlog zašto to ne žele,
it will cost them something,
je zato što će ih to nešto koštati.
Your big society name,
to veliko ime u vašem društvu,
with a lot of glitter on it,
sa puno blještavila na sebi.
But it will give you a name written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Ali to će vam dati zapisano ime u Janjetovoj knjizi života.
That faded not away.
Koje ne propada.
Ne iščezava.
Ne iščezava.
Or receive God's Christmas gift.
Ili prihvatiti Božićni poklon.
So that's in the message God's wrapped gift.
To je Božji omotani poklon.
And he says it's a Christmas gift.
I kaže da je to Božićni poklon.
And he says it's gonna cost.
A kaže da će vas to koštati.
So it's a Christmas gift.
To je Božićni poklon,
but it's gonna cost.
Ali će vas koštati.
The thing you pay,
stvar koju plaćate,
is something that doesn't worth anything.
Je stvar koja ne vrijedi ništa.
You pay by getting rid of your hog.
Znači plaćate tako što se rješavate svinja.
So you gain by getting rid of your hog.
Stoga ste dobili što ste se riješili svinja.
And you gain by receiving Christmas gift.
A dobili ste zbog toga što ste primili Božić.
So it's twice win-win situation.
Tako da je to situacija sa dvostrukom pobjedom.
So you see, the people don't want.
Vidite da ljudi ne žele.
Because they don't want to get rid of the hogs.
Zato što se ne žele riješiti svinja.
So we can go a little bit further.
Možemo otići malo dalje.
Last time we took a story about blind Bartimius.
Prošli put smo uzeli priču slijepog Bartimea.
So I'll tell it in short again.
I ukratko ću ispričati ponovno.
And he had a little girl, prophet says.
On je imao malu djevojčicu, prorok kaže.
And he never seen her in all of his life.
I nikada ju nije vidio u svome životu.
And today how dogs lead the blind.
A danas kako psi vode slijepce.
The sheep led the blind then.
Ovce su vodile slijepce tada.
So actually Bartimius had a sheep or a lamb leading him.
Zapravo on je imao ovcu ili janje koje ga je vodilo.
And he had two little turtle doves.
I on je imao dvije male golubice.
That done a little enticement.
Koje su radile male trikove.
For the passerby.
Za prolaznike.
And he begged for his living.
I on je prosio za svoj život.
And one night they said that his wife got real sick.
I jednom njegova žena se razbolila.
And when he went to pray,
i kada se otišao pomoliti,
he said,
rekao je,
Dear God, if you'll save my wife's life,
dragi Bože, ako ćeš spasiti život moje žene,
and not let her die,
i ne dopustiti da umre,
tomorrow I'll offer my two little turtle doves.
Sutra ću prinijeti svoje dvije male golubice.
As a sacrifice.
Kao žrtvu.
And his wife was well next morning.
I njegova žena je bila dobro sljedećeg jutra.
He woke up to the temple and offered his turtle doves as a sacrifice.
I on je otišao do hrama i žrtvovao svoje golubice kao žrtvu.
So, can you say, does a little totodol is worth of life of your wife?
Je li možete reći da život dvije golubice vrijedi kao život njegove žene?
It's less than 1 euro for a Mercedes.
To je manje od 1 eura usporedbi s Mercedesom.
Saving the life of your wife worth everything.
Spašavanje života vaše žene vrijedi sve.
And he actually gained it for free.
A on je to zapravo dobio besplatno.
Although it cost him his total loss.
Iako ga je to koštalo golubica.
And many times when we ask something for a God, from a God,
i puno puta kada tražimo nešto od Boga,
we just approach him and say, please give me something and I don't want to give you anything.
Mi mu pristupamo tako da kažemo, molim te daj mi nešto, a ja ne želim dati ništa.
Give me this and this and this and also this.
Daj mi ovo, ovo, ovo i također ovo.
And I remember also this and probably this.
I sjetio sam se još ovog i ono.
But the approach of the Bartimaeus was, give it to me for free. I can't deserve it, even if I would give my turtle off.
Ali pristup Bartima je bio, ja ću to dobiti besplatno, ali ću ipak prinijeti dvije golubice.
And it's still, I still don't deserve it.
I ja i dalje to ne zaslužim.
And I consider it as a free gift from you.
A ja to smatram besplatnim darom od tebe.
But I am willing to sacrifice something.
Ali sam voljan nešto žrtvovati.
And if you want to gain the to find favor with God,
i ako želite dobiti naklonost od Boga,
try Bartimaeus approach.
Probajte Bartimejevim pristupom.
You want a better job?
Želite li bolji posao?
Okay, Lord, I'll translate these 5 messages for you.
Okay, Gospode, ja ću prevesti 5 propovjedi za to.
You want a, I don't know, whatever? Okay, Lord, I'll take 1,000 of message books and go through the city and put it in a I don't know, this post place in the hostel.
Uzet ću 1000 propovjedi i staviti ih u poštanske sandvičiće.
I don't deserve this.
Ja ne zaslužim to.
I don't consider like deserving.
Ne smatram kao da to zaslužim.
And when you give it to me, I'll consider it like your free gift.
I kada to dobijem od tebe, smatrat ću to besplatnim darom.
But just to gain a little favor for you, from you.
Ali da bih dobio jednu uslugu od tebe.
Let me do something for you.
Dopusti da učinim nešto za tebe.
The thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go tomorrow to my boss office.
Stvar koju ću učiniti je da ću otići do ureda svog šefa.
For example. Sutra,
za primjer.
I'll take the church age book.
Uzet ću knjigu crkvenih doba.
I'll say, boss, I'm a Christian and I wanna you read this book.
I reći ću, šefe, ja sam kršćanin i želim da pročitaš ovu knjigu.
And I don't, it's nothing I can do, it's not worth of mentioning.
To je ništa što mogu učiniti, nije ni vrijedno spomena.
And whatever you give me, it's free.
I što god mi daš besplatno je.
But I'll pay this.
Ali platit ću ovdje.
I'll sacrifice this.
To ću žrtvovati.
So you see the story goes on. He didn't have any enticement then to attract the attention of the people, just him and his lamp. Nije imao više trikova.
Aha, on više nije imao trikova.
Da bi privukao pažnju.
Da bi privukao pažnju prolaznika.
Just him and his lamp.
Samo on i njegovo janje.
Sitting in the cold.
Sjedili su u hladu.
Waiting for whosoever would pass and give him a coin.
Čekajući na koga god ko će proći da bi dobio neki novčić.
And then one night his little girl took sick.
And i onda nakon nekog vremena njegova djevojčica postala bolesna.
And doctor thought she was going to die.
I doktor je mislio da će ona umriti.
And he staggered his way out in the night.
I on se izvukao noću.
And he lay down.
I legao.
He said,
rekao je,
God, I don't have nothing else here to give you but my lamb.
Bože, nemam ništa za prinijeti osim ovog janjeta.
But if you let my little girl live,
ali ako dopustiš da moja djevojčica živi,
I promise you, Lord,
obećajem ti, Gospode,
tomorrow I'll go to the temple and offer my lamb for a sacrifice.
Sutra ću otići do hrama i žrtvovati svoj janje kao.
His little girl was well next morning.
I njegova mala djevojčica je bila dobro sljedećeg jutra.
Still the same comparison. Life of a little girl or a little lamb.
Ponovno ista usporedba. Život jedne djevojčice ili jedno janje.
You can't compare it.
Vi to ne možete usporediti.
If it was all the lambs in the world.
Ako bi bilo i svih sve janjadi u svijetu,
it wouldn't worth 1 minute of life of a girl.
To ne bi vrijedilo čak ni jednu minutu života te djevojčice.
Because it's a child of God.
Jer je to dijete Božje.
And but it doesn't mean it's free.
Ali to ne znači da je ipak besplatno.
But you have to buy it.
Jer morate to kupiti.
So the title could be buy a free gift from God.
A naslov je kupi besplatne poklone od Boga.
So you have to buy a free things from God.
Morate kupiti besplatne stvari od Boga.
That's why it says buy it without money or without price.
I zato kaže kupi to bez novca i bez plaćanja.
That's why it says buy it the oil for the eyesight.
I zato kaže kupi pomaz za oči.
Buy the gold tried in the fire.
I kupi zlato iskušano u vatri.
Buy a free gift.
Kupi besplatan poklon.
So you see the this message is a free gift for us.
Dakle vidite, ova poruka je besplatan dar nama.
It's a free gift to whole humanity.
To je besplatan dar cijelom čovječanstvu.
But just a few people are willing to buy it.
Ali samo nekoliko ljudi je to voljno kupiti.
Just a few people are wearing girls are ready to buy it with wearing dresses.
Samo nekoliko cura to želi kupiti nošenjem haljina.
Just a few men are willing to buy it by being real Christians.
Samo nekoliko dečki želi to kupiti time da postanu pravi kršćani. Da budu pravi kršćani. A to je besplatno.
You see, here was a little girl was well next morning.
Dakle, ta djevojčica je bila dobro sljedećeg jutra.
And there's no money, there's no nothing in this world that you can offer to even gain 1% of this free gift that Lord gave.
I nema tog novca niti ničega što možete dati u usporedbi sa malom sa jednim postotkom onoga što vam Bog želi dati.
But you see, people today would don't want to be Bartimaeus.
Ali vidite, ljudi danas ne žele biti Bartime.
They would walk up in the morning and they would most of the people would say, "Okay, she's well. Thank you, Lord."
I mnogi bi se probudili ujutro i rekli, "Hvala ti Bože, ona je dobro."
I love you, Lord. You are good, Lord.
Ja te volim, ti si dobar Gospod.
And now I'm going to do what I want to do.
A sada ja ću učiniti ono što god želim činiti.
And when I come to the service, I'll say, "My God is so good."
I onda će doći na službu i reći, "Moj Bog je tako dobar."
I want to give a testimony.
Ja želim dati svjedočanstvo.
You know, my girl was sick, and the Lord healed her.
Znate, moja djevojčica je bila bolesna i Gospod ju iscijelio.
Actually, I prayed, so it means that I am a big believer, having a lot of faith.
Zapravo, ja sam se pomolio i to znači da sam dobar vjernik koji ima veliku vjeru.
And you don't hear the testimonies about what people sacrificed.
A vi ne čujete svjedočanstvo o tome što su ljudi žrtvovali.
You don't say, you don't hear, you know, people said, "I said, Lord, if you're gonna do this, I'll do this."
Ne čujete ljude kako kažu, "Gospode, ako to učiniš, ja ću učiniti ovo."
Yeah. And knowing that I even doing this is not deserving.
I znajući to da iako ovo činim, to ne zaslužujem.
So that's a missing part in the testimony.
I to je onaj dio koji nedostaje u svjedočanstvu.
Okay, the Lord did this for me.
Dobro, Gospod je to učinio za mene.
Have you done anything?
Jesi li ti učinio nešto?
What have you done for him? Što if somebody helps you a little bit, your neighbor, you'll buy a chocolate for him.
Što si ti učinio za njega? Ako dođe susjed i kupi čokoladu za vas.
Ne, ako pomogneš susjedu.
Aha, ako pomogneš susjedu, kupiš mu neku čokoladu.
No, if somebody does help you a little bit, you always want to, you know, give a, you know, just maybe a sweet or chocolate or just or maybe a flower or whatever.
I ako vam neko pomogne ili da neku sitnicu, možda cvijet, čokoladu ili nešto slično.
You always do it, you know.
Vi no. Uvijek to učinite.
You go to the home and maybe make a cake and go bring it to the neighbor.
Odete doma i napravite neki kolač i
donesete to. But when the Lord does something for you.
Ali kada Gospod nešto čini za vas.
You just come to the church and said he did it for me and he didn't do it for you.
Vi dođete u crkvu i kažete on je to učinio za mene, a nije učinio za tebe.
Or you know you just said, or you may be a honest Christian and said I'm thankful he did it for me.
ili možete reći ja sam zahvalan kršćanin jer je to učinio za mene.
And the pastor should say now buy a chocolate and bring it to God.
Pastor bi htio trebao reći sada kupi čokoladu i daj to Bogu.
Same as you do to your neighbor.
Isto kao što to čini susjed.
There's something you can do for him. It's not like deserving, but you know, make a friendly guest.
Postoji nešto što možeš učiniti za njega. Nije nešto što ćeš zaslužiti, ali napravi neku prijateljsku gestu njemu.
And Bartimaeus was that kind of man.
I Bartimaeus je bio upravo takav čovjek.
He wanted to give a chocolate to God.
On je htio dati čokoladu Bogu.
Although this chocolate was everything he had.
Iako je ta čokolada bila sve što
je... He wanted to give his lamp. And he promised he'll give the lamp if the girl is healed.
I htio je dati svoje janje i obećao da će to učiniti ako djevojčica bude iscijeljena.
And here he goes up to the temple early in the morning with his lamp.
I evo, on ide prema hramu ujutro sa svojim janjetom.
Caiaphas stood out and said,
Kajfa je izašao i rekao,
O blind Bartimaeus, where goest thou?
O, slijepi Bartimaeus, gdje ideš to?
He said, O high priest, I go to the temple to offer my lamp.
Rekao je, pozdrav svećeniče, idem u hram prinijeti svoje janje.
He said, last night my little girl was sick.
Prošle noći moja djevojčica je bila bolesna.
I promised God if he would heal my little girl, I would offer my lamb.
I obećao sam Bogu, ako iscijeli moju djevojčicu, ja ću prinijeti svoje janje.
And he said, blind Bartimaeus, thou canst offer the lamb.
A svećenik je rekao, slijepi Bartimaeus, ti ne možeš prinijeti svoje janje.
Said, I'll give you money and you go buy you a lamb.
I rekao, ja ću ti dati novac i onda ti sebi kupi janje.
And this is the offer many of us would be glad to receive.
A ovo je ponuda koju bi mnogi od nas bili spremni prihvatiti.
Okay, I promised to God that I'll translate 5 books.
Dobro, ja sam obećao Bogu da ću prevoditi 5 buka.
But my wife says, knjiga. You know, you don't have to do it, you take care of the child, I'll do it for you. My wife could say, oh, just play with the child, I'll do it.
A žena bi mogla reći, oh, samo se igraj sa djetetom, ma ja ću to učiniti.
And I could say, oh, it's easier, yeah. Yes, I can, I'll clean the floor, or, you know, I'll go and fix something, or whatever.
A ja bih mogao reći, pa da, to je lagano, ma otići ću počistiti pod ili učiniti nešto drugo, svejedno.
But he said, that was his offer. No, maybe I have a colleague, or maybe I have a brother in Christ working in the same company, and he says, no, I can, I'm much better friend with the boss, I'll go and bring the book to the boss.
Ja mogu imati nekog brata koji također radi u istoj firmi kao ja, i mogu reći, pa može on reći, pa dobro, ja ću to učiniti, ja ću odnijeti knjigu u šef.
And you could say, that, yes, the main thing is that the boss receives the book.
A ja mogu reći, pa dobro, glavna stvar je da šef primi tu knjigu.
But, you know, it was your sacrifice to the guy.
Ali to ipak bila vaša žrtva Bogu.
So, Bartimaeus was offered a money to go and buy a lamp.
Stoga, Bartime je otišao žrtvovat...
Ponudio
mu je novac da kupi janje.
Da? He said, oh high priest, I never offered God a lamb.
Bartime je rekao, ja nikad nisam obećao Bogu kupiti neko janje.
I offered him this lamb.
Ja sam obećao ovo janje.
And that's the trouble, prophet says.
I to je problem, kaže prorok.
God wants you on the altar.
Bog želi vas na altar.
Not your flower, not your money.
Ne vaš cvijet ili vaš novac.
He wants you, you on the altar. You are the person that's going make the offer.
On želi vas na altaru, vas da prinesete svoju žrtvu.
You know, so the God wants to see us on the altar.
Bog želi vidjeti nas na altaru.
You know, in the Old Testament, the lamb would die.
U starom zavjetu janje bi umrlo.
And the sinner would live.
A griješnik bi živio.
In the New Testament, that's the quote from the prophet.
U novom zavjetu ovo je citat od proroka.
It's the sinner dying on the altar.
Griješnik je taj koji umire na oltaru.
And lamb's nature continues to live.
A priroda janjeta nastavlja živjeti.
In the Old Testament the wrong animal die.
U Starom zavjetu je pogrešna životinja umrla.
The lamb die.
Janje umrlo.
And the serpent live.
A zmijac bi nastavio živjeti.
The serpent nature in a man live.
Ta priroda zmijica bi nastavila živjeti.
You know, you would see a sinner man.
Vidjeli biste griješnika?
An animal.
Životinju.
Wrong animal continue to live.
Pogrešna životinja bi nastavila živjeti.
Many people would love to offer that kind of the offer in the New Testament.
I mnogi ljudi bi htjeli istu takvu žrtvu napraviti u Novom Zavjetu.
They would want to come to the altar of in the New Testament.
Htjeli bi doći na oltar u Novom Zavjetu.
And say, okay, Lord, let the lamb Christ die.
I reći, o Gospode, umrlo je janje na križu.
Christ die on the altar.
Krist je umro na križu.
But I wanna, this animal, sinner animal wants to live.
Ali ova životinja, ova griješna životinja želi nastaviti živjeti.
You know, but in the New Testament, the things are different.
Ali u Novom Zavjetu stvari su drugačije.
The lamb continues to live.
Janje nastavlja živjeti.
And the animal sinner dies.
A griješna životinja umre.
So God wants you on the altar.
Stoga Bog želi vas na oltaru.
Not your flower, not your money.
Ne vaše cvijeće ili vaš novac.
He wants you on the altar.
On želi vas na oltaru.
You are the person that's going make the offer.
Vi ste osoba koja treba napraviti prinos.
The great high priest said.
Veliki svećenik je rekao.
Blind Bartimius, thou canst offer the lamb.
Slijepi Bartimeju, ti ne možeš prinijeti svoje janje.
That lamb is your eyes.
To janje je tvoje oči.
So the thing that the Bartimeus was offering,
stvar koju je Bartimej prinio,
was like almost like us taking our eyes and sacrificing it for God.
To je bilo kao da uzme svoje oči i žrtvuje Bogu.
And he said, true high priest, but God will provide the lamp for blind Bartimeus's eyes.
I rekao je istina visoki svećeniče, ali Bog će dati slijepom Bartimeju oči.
So you see, Bog će mu dati janje,
mu janje za njegove oči.
So you see, now he was sitting in the cold, without the lamp, without the turtle doves.
Sada on sjedi u hladu, bez janjeta i bez golubica.
Do you want to hear his testimony now?
I želite li čuti njegovo svjedočanstvo sada?
Could you imagine him next Saturday in the service?
Je li ga možete zamisliti sljedeću subotu na službi?
You know, he said, the Lord healed my wife.
Rekao je, Gospod je iscijelio moju ženu.
And he healed my daughter.
I iscijelio je moju djevojčicu.
And it's free.
I to je besplatno.
I didn't deserve it.
Ja to nisam zaslužio.
There's nothing I could do to gain this blessing.
Ništa nisam mogu učiniti da bih dobio taj blagoslov.
But then the man said, okay, but why didn't you, maybe the church member would say, but why didn't you pray also for him to heal the turtle doves and to heal the lamb?
Neki crkveni član bi mogao reći, pa dobro, zašto se nisi pomolio također za iseljenje janjeta i golubica?
Oh, you don't understand.
Oh, vi to ne razumijete.
I sacrificed that.
Ja sam to žrtvovao.
You know, I paid the cost.
Ja sam platio cijenu.
It's not worth it mentioning.
To nije vrijedno spomeno.
But it gained favor of God.
Ali to je gained favor.
Gained favor. Steklo
naklon. To je steklo naklon od Bogu.
So actually, I bought the free gift.
Stoga zapravo ja sam kupio besplatni dar.
And I bought it with a high price.
I kupio sam to visokom cijenom.
And he went and offered his sacrifice.
I otišao je prinijeti svoju žrtvu.
Sitting without the dove, without the lamb, and one day there was a noise started on up the street.
Išao je bez svog janjeta i jednog dana na ulici se čula neka buka.
God had a lamb for blind Bartimaeus's eyes.
Bog je imao janje za slijepe Bartimeve oči.
So he had a better lamb than he could even imagine.
Stoga on je imao i bolje janje nego što on ikada mogao zamisliti.
Maybe he prayed for another lamb.
Možda se on molio za neko drugo janje.
Maybe he prayed for another turtle dove.
Možda se molio za neke druge golubice.
But he had this lamb.
Ali on je imao ono janje.
God had a lamb for his eyes.
Bog je imao janje za njegove oči.
That was God's provided lamb.
To je bilo Božje proviđenje janje.
That same lamb is provided tonight for every sinner.
I to janje je proviđeno za svakog griješnika.
For every boy or girl.
Za svakog dječaka ili djevojčicu.
Every man or woman.
Svakog muškarca ili ženu.
So I can slowly bring this to the end because I haven't done even half of my topic.
Stoga ovo ću prinijeti kraju pomalo jer nisam ni uradio pola svoje teme.
The difference between the hog raisers and the Bartimius.
Koja je razlika između ljudi koji su podizali svinje i Bartime?
Just one.
Samo jedna.
One was willing to pay the price for a free thing.
Jedan je bio spreman prinijeti cijenu za besplatnu stvar.
To buy a gift.
Kupiti dar.
To buy a free thing that God gave them.
Kupiti besplatnu stvar koju mu Bog dao.
The other ones didn't want any cost.
A drugi nisu htjeli nikakvu cijenu.
And that's the same dilemma we have.
I to je ista dilema koju mi imamo.
Do I wanna be a message believer?
Želim li biti vjernik poruke?
And just ask and ask for blessings.
I samo tražiti i tražiti blagoslove.
Never willing to give to pay any price.
Nikada spreman platiti neku cijenu.
Never willing to accept any cost.
Nikada prihvatiti neku cijenu.
Just because somebody told me it's all free.
Samo zato što mi je neko rekao da je sve besplatno.
It's free.
Je besplatno.
It's right.
Tako je.
But you have to buy it.
Ali vi morate to kupiti.
The Bible says buy without money or without price.
Biblija kaže kupi bez cijene, bez novca i bez plaćanja.
Now just the final thought.
I sada završna misao.
In the Bible there are rules for sacrifices.
U Bibliji su neka pravila za žrtvu.
So the thing you wanna that the thing people gave to God,
i stvari koje su ljudi dali Bogu,
God didn't offer anything.
Bog nije primio ništa.
Prihvaćao svašta.
Aha, Bog nije prihvaćao
God
svašta.
Didn't offer everything. First the thing the sacrifice has to be a clean animal.
Znači prva stvar životinja treba biti čista.
So you can't offer God I'll buy a lottery if I get the money I'll give you half.
Stoga ne možete dati Bogu kao ja ću dobiti na lutriji i onda ću dati pola Bogu.
It's not a clean animal.
To nije čista životinja.
He doesn't want a half of an unclean animal.
On ne želi pola prljave životinje.
You have to it has to be something clean.
To mora biti nešto čisto.
You know, you can't offer God, you know, I'll rob the bank if they don't catch me, I'll give you 80%.
Ne možete prinijeti Bogu opljačkat ću banku i dati 80% ako me ne uhvati.
It's funny, but people do it.
Smiješno, ali to ljudi čine.
You know, I live worldly, then if I get rid by, you know, if I, I'll, for example, at work, I'll speak, I lie or whatever, then if I get a better job, then I'll give an offering to the church.
Znači, živjet ću svjetovno, lagat ću malo na poslu, koji će biti bolji i onda ću dati prilog.
That's not clean animal.
To nije čista životinja.
You know, you can't offer unclean things to God. Even if you remember in the Bible, when they took the money, when Judas hung himself, they didn't want to receive his money. Because he brought back the money to the priest. And they said it's unclean money.
Vi ne možete Bogu prinijeti nečistu životinju. Znači, Juda je novac koji je dobio htio vratiti natrag nakon što se objesio, ali svećenici nisu htjeli prihvatiti tu žrtvu jer je nečista.
Yes, so it has to be a clean animal.
Zato to mora biti čista životinja.
It has to be something that has a value.
To mora biti nešto što ima neku vrijednost.
And if you go to Malachi 1:11,
i ako odete u Malahiju 1:11,
you can read with me. Mm-hmm. So you'll see things we do often, and I'm guilty also.
I vidjet ćete stvari koje mi činimo često, a ja sam također kriv za to.
Sometimes we want to bring a sacrifice.
Ponekad želimo prinijeti žrtvu.
But what kind of sacrifice?
Ali kakvu žrtvu?
It says, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and a little bit later.
Ovo, čekaj,
11.
Ovo, jer od izlazka
funkcija? Ja, nećemo se. Moje...
Aha. Moje, ime će moje biti veliko među poganima.
And then says, but ye have profound it. Evo ga. Ali vi ga, ovaj, 12.
Ali vi ste ga oskvrnuli.
In that ye say,
time što govorite,
the table of Lord is polluted,
stol gospodinov je okaljan,
and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible.
I plod njegov, to jest jelo njegovo, prijezira je vrijedno.
Ye said also, behold, what a weariness it is it.
Još ste govorili, gle, koje li dosade.
And ye have snuffed at it, said the Lord of hosts.
I prezrivo ste na nj frktali, govori gospodin nad vojskama.
And ye brought that which was torn and lame and sick.
I donosili ste ono što bijaše razderano i hromo i bolesno.
Thus ye brought an offering, should I accept this of your hand?
Tako ste prinos donosili, zar da to primim iz vaše ruke?
Said the Lord. But cursed be the deceiver, which had in his flock a male, and woved and sacrificed unto the Lord a corrupt thing.
Govori gospodin, neka je proklet varalica koji u svome stadu ima mužeka, a zavjetuje i žrtvuje gospodinu nešto sakato, jer ja sam veliki kralj.
So you see, sometimes people want to offer, but not the best thing.
Vidite, ponekad ljudi žele prinijeti, ali ne najbolju stvar.
You know, I'll offer the Lord the time when I'm most tired during the day.
Znate, provest ću vrijeme sa gospodom, ali ono vrijeme kad sam najviše umoran.
When I'm really, when I have energy, I'll do my work. Because I have to have a concentration.
A kada imam energiju, ja ću raditi jer moram imati koncentraciju.
And then, when I'm real tired, then I'm gonna pray.
A onda kad postanem umoran, onda ću se pomoliti.
We do it all. Everybody does it.
Svi mi to činimo.
You know, sometimes we wanna offer God, but not the best thing.
I ponekad mi želimo prinijeti Bogu, ali ne najbolju stvar.
And the prophets, the Bible says, it's a curse to offer, if you have a better thing, to offer a worse thing to God.
A Biblija kaže da je prokletstvo ako imate dobru stvar, a želite prinijeti onu goru.
So you see, that's the only sacrifices which are going to be accepted are the best.
I vidite da će samo žrtve koje su najbolje biti one koje su prihvaćene.
So the Bartimaeus offered the best one.
A Bartimej je prinio one najbolje.
He offered the turtle doves.
Prinio je golubice.
And then he offered the lamb.
A onda je prinio i janje.
I don't know, he didn't offer something else he had in his home.
Nije prinio nešto drugo što ima doma.
And the Lord seeks that kind of believers.
A Bog traži takve vjernike.
Who are not going to cheat on God.
Koji neće pokušati varati Boga.
You know, who are not going to say, I have a better, but this is enough for you.
Koji neće reći, ja imam bolje, ali i ovo je dovoljno za tebe.
You see, in the Old Testament, it was always the clean animal and the best one.
A u Starom Zavjetu uvijek bila čista životinja i ona najbolja.
So don't give God last 2 years of your life.
Tako da nemojte dati Bogu 2 zadnje godine svoga života.
It would be like giving the sick animal.
To bi bilo kao da dajete neku bolesnu životinju.
Give him the best years of your life.
Dajte mu najbolje godine svoga života.
Give him the best time of your day.
Dajte mu najbolje vrijeme u svome danu.
Give him the most energy.
Kada imate najviše
do
energije.
Do the things for him the best.
Učinite stvari za njega najbolje.
And then ask him a lot.
A onda ga tražite puno.
But you have to sacrifice.
Ali morate žrtvovati.
For a free thing.
Za besplatnu stvar.
You have to buy a gift.
Morate kupiti dar.
Every believer in the Bible has bought a gift.
Svaki vjernik u Bibliji je kupio dar.
Every believer in the Bible had a cost to pay.
svaki vjernik u Bibliji imao cijenu koju morao platiti.
Although it was free.
Iako je bilo besplatno.
Last example in the Bible.
I zadnji primjer u Bibliji.
If you go to 2 Samuel 24.
Ako odete u 2 Samuelu 24.
We find David and we were singing about the David.
Vidimo Davida kako je pjevao.
And the Bible says that he was a man that God liked.
I Bog kaže da je bio čovjek kojeg je volio.
Biblija kaže da, da je David bio čovjek kojeg je Bog volio.
Biblija kaže da je David bio čovjek kojeg je Bog volio.
And if you read 2 Samuel 24. He had the opportunity to offer God a sacrifice. And he was a king.
Imao je priliku prinijeti Bogu žrtvu, a bio je kralj.
And Bible says all 23rd verse.
23. stih.
All these things did Arunah as a king gave unto the king. 2 Samuel 23. 24, 23.
Sve to Arauna kao kralj dade kralju.
And then we can skip one sentence. And the king said unto Arnaoam, nay.
Kralj odvrati Arauni ne.
But I will surely buy it of thee at price.
Nego ću ja to svakako kupiti od tebe za neku cijenu.
So he was offered for free.
Tako da bilo mu je ponuđeno besplatno.
But David knew.
Ali David je znao
that there has to be a cost.
Da mora biti neka cijena.
If you remember, the Abraham was offered a grave place for his wife for free.
Tako je Abrahamu bilo ponuđeno grobno mjesto za ženu besplatno.
And but he didn't want to get it for free.
Ali on to nije htio dobiti besplatno.
He wanted to buy it.
Htio je to kupiti.
And here David was offered things for free.
A tu je bilo Davidu ponuđeno besplatno.
And he wanted to buy it.
A htio je kupiti.
You know, there's in a believer, there's a, this kind of attitude.
I u vjerniku je takav jedan stav.
Although it's free, I want to buy it.
Iako je besplatno, ja ipak to želim kupiti.
In the world, when somebody gives you for free, it's usually not for free.
A u svijetu, kada vam neko nešto želi ponuditi besplatno, uobičajeno je da to
it's
nije besplatno.
To buy it.
Bolje je to kupiti.
No. And see, David gives the example and he says, neither will I offer a burnt offering unto God, Lord my God, of that which that doeth cost me nothing.
I David kaže, nego ću ja to svakako kupiti od tebe za neku cijenu, neću prinositi žrtve paljenice gospodinu Bogu mojemu od onoga što me ništa ne košta.
So you see, that's the last thought.
Tako da vidite.
David didn't want to offer to God if it didn't cost him something.
I to je posljednja misao. David nije htio kupiti nešto ako ga to nije koštalo išta.
So he said, I'll not offer to God something that's not costing me.
I rekao je da neću prinijeti nešto što me neće ništa koštati.
So you see why the prophet made the message to be heavy.
I zato vidite zašto je prorok načinio da poruka bude teška.
So it's heavy to be, some people say it's hard to be a Christian.
I neki ljudi kažu da je teško biti kršćanin.
It's hard to dress right.
Teško je oblačiti se ispravno.
It's hard to behave right.
Teško je ponašati se ispravno.
It's hard to say to everybody I'm a Christian.
Teško je reći svima da si kršćanin.
You look strange or whatever.
Izgleda ćeš čudno ili što.
Why this all these things that prophet said in the message that makes it to look hard?
Zašto je prorok rekao sve ove stvari koje se čine teškima?
Because you can't offer if it doesn't cost you anything.
Jer vi ne možete prinijeti ako vas ništa ne košta.
Offerings unto God has to have a cost.
I prinosi Bogu mora imati neku cijenu.
The blessing you get is so much more than the cost. So you, the Lord can look at the thing it cost you and he can say you get it for free.
Blagoslov je toliko veći i bolji od žrtve da Bog može pogledati i reći ti si to dobio besplatno.
And it's true.
I to je istina.
And that's why he says it's free, but you have to buy it.
I zato kaže to je besplatno, ali morate to kupiti.
If you wanna get married and find a good wife,
ako se želite oženiti i naći dobru ženu,
try to buy it from the God.
Pokušajte to kupiti od Boga.
Try to do something for him.
Pokušajte učiniti nešto za njega.
Try to sacrifice something.
Pokušajte nešto žrtvovati.
If you wanna healing,
ako želite isceljenje,
you can't deserve it.
Vi to ne možete zaslužiti.
It's a free gift.
To je besplatan dar.
But you have to buy it.
Ali morate to kupiti.
If you want an eyesight for your eyes to for the word to get open to you.
Ako želite pomoć za oči da vam se otvori riječ.
It's a revelation.
To je otkrivenje.
You can't learn it.
Vi to ne možete naučiti.
Yeah, you can't study it.
Ne možete to pokušati učiti.
You can't, it's just a free gift.
To je besplatan dar.
But you have to buy it.
Ali morate to kupiti.
And the Bible says, I counsel to thee.
A Biblija kaže, savjetujem ti.
Buy of me.
Kupi od mene.
A free gift.
Besplatan dar.
Pay for a gift.
Plati za dar.
And the thing you pay is nothing, and the thing you get is everything.
A stvar koju platite ništa, a dar koju dobite sve.
We can go, I'll just read once more the words from Isaiah, and it's gonna have another deeper meaning for you.
Još jednom ću pročitati stih iz Izaje, imat će drugačije značenje za vas.
Ho, everyone that thirst, come ye to the waters.
Svi koji žeđaju, dođite do voda.
And he that had no money,
onaj koji nema novca,
come ye buy.
Dođe i kupi.
And eat.
I jedi.
Ye come.
Dođi.
Buy second time.
Kupi, ponovno.
Wine and milk.
Vino i mlijeko.
Without money.
Bez novca.
And without price.
I bez plaćanja.
Let us bow our heads.
Pognimo glave.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dragi Gospod Isuse.
We wanna be like Bartimius.
Mi želimo biti kao Bartime.
Who received such a blessing.
Koji je dobio takav blagoslov.
For free.
Besplatno.
And it costed him a lot.
A ipak ga je koštalo puno.
He was the one who was buying from thee.
On je bio taj koji je kupovao od tebe.
Without money and without price.
Bez novca i bez plaćanja.
But still buying.
Ali ipak kupio je.
The Lord help us not to be like those who are raising hogs.
Gospode, ne dopusti da budemo kao oni koji su podizali svinje.
In Gadara.
U Gadari.
The problem was they were not willing to pay any cost.
Problem je bio to što nisu bili voljni platiti cijenu.
They could get rid of the hogs, stinky hogs, and get rid of the demons.
Mogli su se riješiti svinja i biti oslobođeni od demona.
But they didn't want it to cost them anything.
Ali nisu htjeli da ih to išta košta.
We pray that you get rid to help us get rid of our hogs.
Molimo se da nam pomogneš da se riješimo naših svinja.
And to deliver us from our demons.
I da nas oslobodiš od naših demona.
And it's free gift.
I to je besplatan dar.
And it's gonna cost us something.
A košta će nas nešto.
And it has a great value.
I ima veliku vrijednost.
And the thing we get is everything.
I stvar koju dobijemo je sve.
And the thing we sacrifice is nothing.
A stvar koju žrtvujemo je ništa.
And it's still a free gift.
A ipak je besplatan dar.
Help us to be a Christians here in this day.
Pomogni nam da budemo kršćani ovo vrijeme.
To be those who are willing to be called fanatics.
Da budemo oni koji će biti voljni biti nazivani fanaticima.
To be called old fashioned.
Da budemo nazvani staromodnima.
Or religious fanatics or whatever.
Ili religiozni fanaticima ili što god drugo.
That's nothing.
To je ništa.
It's not worth mentioning.
Nije ni vrijedno spomena.
But that's just a little cost.
Ali to je mala cijena.
We are willing to pay.
Koji smo željni platiti.
So we can buy from you.
Da bismo kupili od tebe.
A white garment.
Bijele haljine.
Gold tried in the fire.
Zlato iskušeno vatrom.
And the eyesight for our eyes.
I pomoć za naše oči.
We pray that this little message will be encouragement to our young people here.
Molimo se neka bi ova poruka bila ohrabrenje mladim ljudima.
And we commit this service in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
I predamo ti ovu službu u ime Isusa Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
First, we want to thank you for the hospitality you gave us. It was a real blessing to be here together with you. And we just want to say what the words meaning in this song. So the song is just like this. Jesus, with the glory dressed. Jesus, on clouds we are crowned. Jesus, first in everything. Jesus, the same you stay. Jesus, you are the Lord of Lords. Jesus, you are our Savior. Jesus, forever be glorified. Jesus, you left the heaven. Jesus, the glory you renounce. Jesus, to the world you came. Jesus Christ, you are despised. Jesus, how much you loved us. Jesus, on the cross you died. Jesus, 3 days in the tomb. Jesus, from death you came to life. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, ești Domn.
kao što kaže pjesma, odlučili smo da slijedimo Krista i u kontekstu ove propovjedi možemo reći da smo odlučili da kupimo od njega besplatne darove. So the song says, I have decided to follow Christ, and in context of this message we can say, I have decided to buy a free gift from God.
Amen.
No, I have decided to buy a gift. I have decided to buy it without money, without price. And if it cost me something, it's no problem. It's nothing in comparison what I gain. Znači, odlučio sam kupiti dar, odlučio sam kupiti od njega bez novca i bez naplade pomaz za oči, bijele haljine, zlato, u vatri kušano i ono što ja platim, ako me košta, je ništa u odnosu na ono što dobijem. Još uvijek je to besplatno, što nam je pismo dalo i koštat će nas nešto. I nadam se da je ova služba pomogla da odlučimo to. I hope this service help us to make this decision. May the Lord bless you, thank you for nice song, thank you for coming, and we'll not say goodbye, we'll say till we meet again. Hvala što ste došli. Hvala na svemu i nećemo ih pozdraviti, nego samo doviđenja dok se ponovno ne vidimo. Amen. We'll dismiss this service. God bless you.